In 2022, one of the biggest contributors to the team's downfall was a lack of discipline, the catalyst of which was an incident involving defensive lineman Garrett Marino.
In the second half, that's Mazzoli who is down after throwing that pass.
Rough play disqualification, Saskatchewan number 92. This will be a 25-yard penalty and an automatic first down.
But from there, things would just keep snowballing for the Riders. Duke Williams was also suspended.
Atmosphere here, but not for everyone. This happened in the pregame. Duke Williams throwing Shaq Richardson's helmet at him. They had to separate them.
And even while he was injured, Williams was still getting penalized despite not dressing.
We have a misconduct penalty, 10 yards against the Saskatchewan bench.
You just cannot shoot yourself in the foot against this team, especially when you're not even dressed.
The Riders did lead the CFL in penalties per game, and that led Darrell Davis and Belton Johnson to question if the problem started at the top.
Is that because of his attitude as a head coach? He's a laid-back guy. Does that filter into the players on the field, Belton?
I just from the stands, I feel like it does. You know, I think I even told some of the guys, I don't think I could get in trouble with Coach Dickinson, to be honest with you.
Head coach Craig Dickinson does fully admit that discipline was a reason for the disaster that was last season.
It derailed our team a little bit. You know, it became a distraction, and we don't want that. We want our focus on the team, on-field product, and we want to be positive this year.
But what ways will Dickinson try to see some improvements?
We're going to really emphasize football IQ and being one play smarter. So we're going to make a point of pointing out the penalties that happen and asking the player to take accountability for it, and also tell us what you'll do differently next time to avoid getting the penalty. So it's going to take some time. There are probably going to be some bruised egos and hurt feelings a little bit, but the point is we want to try to make it a teachable moment as opposed to a discipline moment. And the idea is, let's get smarter. Let's understand why the penalty happened, and let's make a commitment to make sure that we do it differently the next time.
Defensive back Roland Milligan has emerged as a leader on the defensive side of the ball for the team, and he admits the penalties they took last season hurt them.
Especially depending on what type of penalty it is, those are lost yards that, depending on the situation, you know, can get us out of scoring range, or, you know, can give the other team another opportunity to score. So, you know, they're major.
And while the coach can preach discipline, it does fall on the players to have it translate out on the field. Defensive end Pete Robertson says the team knows they need to be better.
It's been a lot of talk, but it's been more action than talk. You know, any penalty or anything that, you know, that will cause a penalty that the coaches will see or that the players will see, we're really good with calling each other out. Then we do our own little push-ups and stuff like that to try to keep each other honest, you know what I mean, and try to work the right technique as possible. But as the game goes, it's going to be penalties regardless. That's how the game goes. But we definitely been working on, you know, putting the penalties to the side, because it's a lot of games, you know, we could have won without – you know, having too many penalties. So we trying to flush that down and keep guys with a level head and try to make them good plays.
New center Peter Godber is a great resource for the team to turn to in that regard. He was a part of the BC Lions, who have been among the least penalized in the CFL over the past few seasons.
Definitely a lot of accountability. You know, we handled it by position group kind of thing, and it started from the top with the head coach, but the O-line room, we're very hard on each other and held each other to high standards, and it's no different here. We got a lot of great vets, a lot of great players, and we're just going to hold each other to a high standard.
So, with a new mindset in place and some leaders to show the team the way, Dickinson has high hopes for his team when it comes to playing clean football.
We're going to be less penalized in the league. I talked about the goal is to be the least penalized team in the league, and I'm going to make it my personal mandate to make that happen. Wish me luck on that, by the way.
But it could be a tall task for Dickinson, whose team committed 8 infractions for 77 yards in the preseason opener.
We're going to work hard at it, you know, and the accountability starts immediately after the game. I had a visit with him, and I feel like penalties are a result of either you're just not winning your matchup, and or you're just being selfish and not putting the needs of the team ahead of yourself. So we'll keep working on it. I still, like I said, the goal is to be the least penalized and most physical team in the league. We're certainly a long ways from there, but we're going to keep harping on it. And if a guy continues to take penalties, that's going to affect his ability to stay on the team.
Next time on All or Nothing.
Mike Adam, the safety, on that blitz coming in and takes down Dane Evans.
Obviously, we're going to miss Mike in the back end, but I think we can do it.
You know, just show that I'm a versatile player that can play and that can be durable.
You know, I was selling 50-50s last year, looking at the guys running out, so it was pretty sweet.
All or Nothing, tomorrow at 5:05 on the Green Zone.